Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And thank you. Thank you, distinguished ministers, secretaries, ambassadors, representatives of the member countries for this decision. I accept it with great humility, but also with great joy and affection for all of you. I understand that there's been a single candidacy, but I think it is important that this occurred as a result of extensive debate, because this reflects many voices. On occasion, there are differences. However, I believe that there's been an enormous effort respecting our charter, that this organization is an organization of independent states, accepting the charter. And our efforts must also be guided by finding a place for each and every one of them. Of course, as part of our rules, our standards, our treaties, and the commitments that we freely subscribe to. It has been said that today's multilateralism is unlike that which we saw 50 or 60 years ago, or even when the organization was established. Now, within our multilateral organizations, we take on significant commitments based on common values. A hemispheric organization has a raison d'etre, not only for geographical reasons, not only for the mere fact that we're all on the same hemisphere, but because we share a set of values and ideas, and we attempt to put them into practice. And with these ideas and with these commitments entered into freely, we thus guide our activities. In the coming years, we will continue to fight for the strengthening of representative democracy, which has been so hard earned. It's simply a matter of a few decades, but how important it is for all of the states here represented to have democratically elected governments. This had never occurred before in our history, and we need to defend this. We need to strengthen it. All of us need to do so. And we have instruments. We have the Inter-American Democratic Charter. And I know it was a very dramatic occasion. We subscribe to it, and it reflects better than any other instrument. There are other instruments, of course, with many of the same ideas and principles, but these all reflect a common will to put into practice these instruments is reflected in our successes, but it is also reflected in our values, which our governments, which our states have declared are part of their democracies. This is not a theoretical discussion, but we are simply here manifesting what our states needed to do to be democratic. These ideas go far beyond elections, go beyond to issues of freedom of expression, human rights, respect to democratically elected authorities, the respect of workers, women. We don't need to enumerate all of these. This is the set of issues that we have taken on and that we will work on. But let there be no mistake. This is an organization of independent states. And here I wish to repeat some words. This is not a police organization, but rather we count on the fact that the member states wish to respect democracy and make it real. And it is that democratic will that we express. That is what that means, that the OAS is what the member states define it to be, because the democratic commitment comes from the states, and they are the ones who will abide by these concepts. All we can do is suggest, support, propose, but the huge task is to give the men and women of our hemisphere participation, justice, a voice, a vote, a government, an egalitarian government, a rule of law. This is the task of our member states. And this is what we are going to contribute to. We are also going to strengthen human rights. We have a long history here. We have an institutionality we wish to respect. We've spoken of that in recent days. We need to respect our dialogues with our states, within our organization, with the Human Rights Commission, and with the court. And this is something that has given a stamp of enormous satisfaction to this organization, and we have a profile. And it matches what we are seeking in terms of improving human rights. We are going to attempt to improve our democratic policies, our development policies. Our charter says it. Democracy, development, justice are all linked. And we need to strengthen all of our instruments, especially those instruments which are our specialty. The development of human resources, institutional strengthening. We have a scholarship program that's been in place now for 50 years. We need to strengthen these activities. We need to strengthen all dimensions of development, especially so that the less developed states, the smaller states, the more vulnerable states also have opportunities for development, which we all aspire to. We must not ignore public security, the enormous task of our region, which happily is now in a situation of peace, which we never wish to threaten again. We never wish to bring to our coasts and our beaches the problems of other regions. But our citizens clamor for public security. So we need to fight drug trafficking, violence, organized crime, trafficking in arms, trafficking in persons. All of these are tasks of basic concern. We need to fight to strengthen the status of women. We need to respect the equality of gender. Now, here we have much work to be done, work that began even before the OAS, in achieving the full establishment of women's rights, which is an essential component in any democratic system. We also need to focus on being more efficient. I have referred to this. I believe we have moved forward more than what is often seen from the outside. But there's much to be done, much more to be done to improve our work in order to use all of the resources that our states contribute be well used and so that we obtain more external funds. But all of this means that the states need to contribute and that we require the understanding of one and all. Because with our resources, it is difficult to undertake all of the tasks that we take on. And I hope that we will be able to work on this year so that we can solve this problem and not have it recur year after year. Because of all of this and much more, conversations on indigenous people, which are pending, all forms of discrimination. There are all these tasks before us. and I wish to thank you for your trust. I wish to thank you, first of all, my country, Chile. Words have been said about state policies, but I have been given support for this election and during the prior election, and my country shares these democratic convictions. We have all built our democracies together, and as the foreign minister of Chile said at a meeting held recently, there's much more that brings us together than that which separates us. I also extend thanks to my dear friends from my region, South America. There were candidacies 5 years ago, and I also thank my friends from the Caribbean, from CARICOM, who have supported me with their friendship, with their understanding, and with whom we have worked. My brothers and sisters from Central America. We have gone hand in hand in our endeavors for democracy, other efforts. My brothers and sisters from Mexico, my adoptive country, the country of many of my family members, my friends in Canada. Without Kennedy, we would not have been able to have undertaken many of our programs. I believe that the efforts of the Canadian government to make reality our daily work, it's been with their support, our host country, the United States. This organization is here on U.S. territory, and thanks to the support and efforts of the government of this country, we've been able to work as we have worked. Its contribution has been not only material, but political, and that is invaluable. This is a hemispheric organization, and this hemisphere is one where we are all equal. And the presence of the large countries of North America, of Central America, of the entire region is important. And all of that is reflected in this excellent climate, in this enormous diversity of an American continent of different colors, different regions, different latitudes, different languages. I thank one and all, everyone here, for their support. And I also thank those who have always been with me, my wife, Georgina. We've been involved in this political life for more than 2.5 decades. I thank my family, all who work with me. Thank you for everything, and I hope to be able to do my work with all my efforts and with all your ideas. Thank you.